All uses are church uses. Week 5, Day 3. Loving the Common Good, Part 2. Jeremiah 29. Build houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them, and inquire after the peace of the city where I have caused you to be exiled, and pray to Yehovah for her, for in her peace you shall have peace. Charity 137. All the offices and employments, regarded as to the goods of use, constitute a form which corresponds to the heavenly form. Charity 138. From heavenly society it has been given to know not only that individuals organized according to the varieties of affections form the common good, but that everyone derives his good from the common good. Charity 140. The necessities of life and of the various occupations, and also wealth, and especially delights and felicities, are given to them from the common good, as there is charity. Charity 141. But this is not known on earth, where everyone places delight and satisfaction in honors and in riches. They who do this on earth become mean and poor, and pass the time in the hells. But he that pursues any occupation from an affection of charity comes into a heavenly society. Charity 143. These also constitute a form which corresponds to the human form. It is the same in the human body. There all things are goods of use in a most perfect form, and because they are in most perfect form, they are felt as one, and yet all are various, and in every different part they vary in their own series and in their own order. Charity 145. All things in the body and mind are formed from use, in use, and for use. They are all forms of use. Charity 146. The form of government in the animal body is such that each part derives its appointed task from the common, and it is provided that the common shall give subsistence to each part. The heart furnishes blood to the individual parts in the whole body, and each particular part has, as it were, its work, which takes up what is its own and gives of its own. The form, in a word, is wonderful. Charity 149. In this form, each individual is a good of use according to the extent of his office or employment. Charity is nothing else than an affection of truth from good, and an affection of truth from good is an affection of use. For unless an affection of truth from good becomes an act, it perishes, and the action therefrom is a use. Charity 150. Genuine truth, the affection of which is charity, regards nothing else than life with the neighbor. Therefore, the affection of truth from good is nothing else. The good from which the affection springs is the will to do, and the will to know in order that one may do. Otherwise, it is not the genuine good from which is truth. Charity 151. When, therefore, a man is a use or a good of use, he is also charity. Charity 152. And then the man is said to be charity in form, and he is an image of charity. All things in that man are of charity. For when the man himself breathes forth use in common, he breathes it forth also in every particular. His life and soul become a love of use, or an affection of use. Charity 153. And then inwardly he looks to the Lord, and outwardly to his work. questions. 1. Does the Lord operate through our work here as he does in heaven? If so, how do we think of this? How does it affect our attitude to our work? 2. In what sense is a corporation like a kingdom of uses? Could a corporate mission statement be written without thinking of use? 3. Should job descriptions reflect from use, in use, and for use? 4. How are use and purpose related? What determines the formation of a company? 5. Have you ever seen someone so involved in his or her use that he, quotes, breathes forth use, unquote? Do you ever feel that way in your job, in your family, or in the church? Can you imagine loving a job so much that you would hate to retire? 6. How do these teachings relate to company loyalty? How do they affect job selection?